Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and today we are happy to have Coach Seth Lemke, head coach of the Griswold Tigers, with us here today. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us.
Yeah, hey, appreciate everything you do for the high school in the area.
Coach, tough loss at home this past week to a good Stanton Essex football team. What made the Vikings' high-powered offense so difficult to stop?
You know, they didn't run a whole lot of different things at us. It's just what they ran. They ran very well, and we didn't do the job we needed to do in tackling or our defensive assignments. And we made a few mental errors along the way, both on offense and special teams, that kind of helped them out too. So, you know, good team, well coached, and we just didn't do our assignments.
Coach, you were trailing by just two at the half. What moves did you see that the Vikings made at the halftime break that maybe allowed them to open the score up a little bit?
We didn't match their intensity coming out of the locker room. They made a couple of adjustments that we probably should have made as well. You know, and that's just as much on me as it is the guys, too. But coming out of halftime, we've got to just do a little bit better coming out and being a bit more intense and being a bit more intentional about what our roles and responsibilities are.
Coach, not the season that you guys probably hoped for at the beginning of the year. Right now, currently 0-5. What is your message to your kids and to the coaches on your staff that, hey, there's still a lot of football left and we can still turn this season around?
You know, that's a pretty consistent message for us here. We've got three, maybe four regular season games left, depending on if we can get a week 9 opponent here. You know, we've got some teams out there that are within our reach, and we can get a little bit of momentum. And we don't have any seniors this year. So we're obviously still building towards the end of this year to get a little bit more success this year, but we're also starting to build toward next year as well. So, you know, getting everybody out, getting everybody to practice, keeping everybody healthy so we can keep building that momentum throughout this year into next year is really going to be helpful in the years to come.
Talk about being a young football team. Your offense is kind of led by running back Owen Johnson, a freshman. He's had a solid season, like I said, as your leading rusher. What has he shown you to have that much trust and faith in a true freshman to kind of carry the offense, per se?
You know, he's just a hard-working, hard-running kid. Does what we ask him and his brother Zane. He's the other running back for us. Zane's a little bit older. Zane's a bit better blocker. You know, we're still looking for him to improve in a couple of areas, but they're both the Johnson boys. They're good, hardworking boys. They run hard for us. Kind of the quiet leadership type on our team as well.
On the road Friday night at East Mills, it is their homecoming game. What is the feeling that you get as a road team going into kind of that feeling of, hey, we have a chance to maybe spoil a big night for the opposing team?
You know, we really don't look at it as spoiling nights for other teams. We kind of look at it as another opportunity for us to take steps in the direction that we need to go. You know, obviously, getting to play on somebody else's homecoming there's a little bit more momentum on the part of the home team. But I kind of love being in that position. It gives us a chance to match a little bit more intensity, play a little bit harder, and match a team that's going to come out swinging. So it'd be a good opportunity for the kids to show a little bit of that growth that we've seen between weeks 4 and 5 and now into 5 and 6.
For somebody that maybe hasn't seen your Griswold Tigers team play this year, if they're coming on Friday night, what can they expect to see from the Tigers?
Expect to see a bunch of kids working hard and working to improve. We've made a lot of improvement throughout the year. I know it hasn't necessarily shown up on the scoreboard, but you know, we keep harping on responsibilities, and we're starting to get some of those down. Our offense obviously looked a lot better Friday night than it had all season. We're hoping to carry that momentum through, and hopefully they'll come for a good, entertaining ball game between two pretty decent, pretty evenly matched clubs.
Coach, for your Tiger team to get into the win column on Friday night, what is the one key that they would have to do to get that first win of the season?
Defensive assignments. We haven't done a super great job of that all year. We've had a good week of practice so far, and kids are starting to kind of grasp what their assignments and responsibilities are, but definitely keeping that defensive assignment, getting those defensive assignments down and doing your job and not trying to do too much, because we have some kids that really want to do their job and other people's jobs, but you just got to do your job, and that'll really help us all in the long run.
Head coach Seth Lemke of the Griswold Tigers. Coach, thank you for your time.